This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Former Vice President Joe Biden will travel to the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin Thursday, just 2 days after President Donald Trump toured the damage left by civil unrest in the city of Kenosha. Demonstrations erupted after a white police officer shot a black man 7 times in the back. Trump accused Democrats of fostering the sometimes violent protests over racial injustices and police brutality that have rocked the nation for months after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. Wednesday, Joe Biden is ripping President Trump's handling of the coronavirus, accusing him of failing to find a way for kids to return to school safely. AP Sagarmagani reports.
Mr. President, that's your job.
Biden says if the president had done his job, schools would have emergency funding to reopen safely, which Biden says he'd ensure if in office. Tomorrow, Biden will visit Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is still reeling from protests after Jacob Blake's shooting.
We have to heal.
Biden says the officer who shot Blake should be charged, and citizens who protest violently should also face consequences. His sharpest comments, though, were aimed at the president, who visited Kenosha yesterday but never mentioned Blake nor racial tensions while siding with law enforcement.
This president keeps throwing gasoline in the fire every place he goes.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is back at the White House after a trip to North Carolina, where he said he will not let anarchists in some cities change America's way of life.
American warriors did not defeat fascism and oppression overseas only to watch our freedoms be trampled by violent mobs here at home. We stop those violent mobs very easily. All they have to do is say, please come in, Mr. President. We'll have it done in 1 hour.
For more on these stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.